This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Alexey Zayas, A-L-E-X, middle initial C, last name Z-A-Y-A-S, date of birth 03-17-1942, date of appointment April 1st, 2024, requesting physician Erika Wachmeister, E-R-I-K-A-W-A-C-I-T, M-E-I-S-T-E-R. Dear Dr. Wachmeister, I have the pleasure of seeing Alex Zayas today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 2/20/2024. Because he fell down and hit the head. He was nearly lost the consciousness. He was having some hallucination and incoordination. CT of the head done, which was negative. CT angiogram of the head and neck was also negative. He was confused also in the emergency room. He lives with his wife at home who has dementia. From the St. Mary's Hospital, he went to the River Ridge Living Center, and now he is at home. He is feeling better. He is back to baseline. He is hard to hear. Memory is stable. Past medical history, hyperlipidemia, hearing loss, GERD, benign prostatic hyperplasia, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Past surgical history, sinus surgery, herniorrhaphy, prostatic surgery, transurethral needle ablation. Allergy to oxycodone and tramadol. Medications. Fluticasone, mirtazapine, atorvastatin, allopurinol, famotidine, lisinopril, metoprolol, oxybutynin, quetiapine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Married, live with his wife. Family history, brother with lung cancer, son deceased, unknown cause, brother with kidney disease. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he was confused and he was having hallucination. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft wall, sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 28 out of 30. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, encephalopathy, which is resolved. Number two, mild cognitive impairment. Number three, hearing loss. Next paragraph. As patient is stable and back to baseline, I will continue the atorvastatin. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.